get home late, but now I show up late and rush back home. My priorities are different. I can't leave you alone. No one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about you. Girl, if you ever get to guessing if I'm thinking about you, just remember that no one gets me like you when you kiss me. Girl, you rock me harder than some downtown band. I thought I knew what love was, but I didn't have a clue. I never found anything that makes me feel like I do about you.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Delayed 40 minutes by technical issues, the ex-social media chat between former President Trump and Elon Musk.
Mr. Trump claimed there was an audience of 60 million when it actually peaked at 1.3.
We're going to have the largest deportation in history of this country.
Calling asylum seekers.
People that are in jail for murder and all sorts of things.
And?
They're telling them, if you come back, we're going to kill you.
That's never been proven. A statement by the Harris-Walz campaign called it, self-obsessed rich guys who will sell out the middle class and who cannot run a live stream in the year 2024. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Democratic convention next week. Sources say former Presidents Obama and Clinton will address the delegates, as will President Trump. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton opened an investigation into CenterPoint Energy, electric utility for Houston, over its fumbled response post-Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher as the WASD report forecasts lower milk production for 24 and for 25. September milk up 46 to 21.14, October up 42 to 21.58, November up 31 to 21.03, December up 19 to 20.01. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 8.5 to 2.09, 40-pound blocks up 4.25 to 2 even, 2 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 4.25 to 314.17 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 1.5 to 120, 1.5 no trades. Dry weigh steady at 56.25, no trades on the day. Live in feeder cattle markets, mostly lower as the trade remains skeptical of doing too much in the cattle markets just yet, even though the WASD report was supportive to both cattle and beef markets, and there were higher box beef prices. Hog markets were higher in the nearbys due to midday pork cutout values being mostly higher. The WASD report was mixed as 2024 pork production was decreased by 91 million pounds, but the weights were also lightened. August live cattle down 77 cents to 183.47. August feeder cattle down 245 to 244.05. August hogs up 7 cents to 89.87. Corn markets were higher. The WASD report was considered supportive as acreage for corn declined by 700,000 acres, and the ending stocks were lowered as well. Soybeans, though, mostly lower while demand for beans was increased. It didn't come close to offsetting the increase in soybean production. That pressured markets. Wheat markets also following suit, moving mostly lower. New crop 25 corn up 5.25 to 445.75. New crop 25 beans down 8.25 to 10.38. September wheat down 5.75 to 536.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain markets from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 331, September 331, new crop 347, cash beans at 932, new crop 906. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 368.25, September 363.25, October and new crop at 356.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn and September corn at 363, new crop 358. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 346, new crop 346, cash beans 948, new crop at 911. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 352, September 348, new crop at 354. Cash beans 948, September 939, and new crop at 920. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 343, new crop 349, cash beans 946, new crop 914. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 180 to 200, Holstein fed cattle 161 to 187, market cows 119 to 140, bulls 144 to 178, calves 250 to 850, beef steers 185 to 430, Holstein steers 140 to 337. Sheep markets, market lambs 205 and down, light lambs 175 and down, ewes 105 and down, rams 110 and down. Goat markets, does 135 and down, bucks 170 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food. Four Patriots, the trusted preparedness company, is offering listeners a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kits. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. It sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars by thousands of happy customers. Act now. When you buy one kit, you'll get two more kits absolutely free. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 83 with scattered showers and thunderstorms by late tomorrow and especially into tomorrow night. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Now I ain't saying the milli ladies don't know what they do. I've been in love with New York City a time or two. I had some Seattle coffee, some Chicago wind, some Kansas wheat fields I'd love to see again. But the fireflies play where the cattails grow, and them southern girls, they talk nice and slow with kisses sweeter than Tupelo. Southern girl. A southern girl's mama probably taught her how a lady should act. But a southern girl's probably got a barn somewhere out back. She'll get a little head, her hair, her tires in the mud. She's been caught in the rain and washed in the blood. Like cherries in her coat, takes a little sip, comes over to me with them sunburned. Stars come out. Well, then, fellas, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Kisses sweeter than Tupelo, honey. Little bit crazy like New Orleans. Memphis blue and Daytona sunny. Soft as cotton and some gold. Southern
me, this feeling inside me is
almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I wanna spend the rest of my life with you by my side. Every place in my heart. Oh, it feels like the first time. Every time I wanna spend the whole night in your eyes. I don't know how you do what you do. I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Always been a while.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. The Mavericks and Oh What a Thrill here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid-50s across the region, do have some areas of dense fog as well. Please drive with extra caution this morning, especially if you're heading up to Farm Technology Days. Looks like we're going to have a pretty nice day today for the first day of Farm Tech Days. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we'll be chatting with our NAFB colleague, Dennis Guy from Canada. Canadian cattle farmers are concerned about the upcoming presidential election here in the U.S. and what that could mean for trade. We'll have more with Dennis here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The potato harvest in Wisconsin is ramping up. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The potato harvest is underway at Alsum Farms in Grand Marsh, Wisconsin. Joe Huber says things are just starting to get busy.
We have started harvesting a week ago today on our golden potatoes. We feel like, you know, maybe it's a little early, but we feel like the crop this year is ahead of schedule. So right now we're only harvesting here in Adams County four semi-loads of them per day. And then our harvest season will ramp up from here where we'll get done with our goldens, go to russets. We'll start digging russets here probably within 3 weeks. And they're all for fresh pack. We will start storage sometime that week after Labor Day, the 7th, 8th, when the temperature cool down is when we'll start harvest, and we always look to try to be done with harvest somewhere around 10th of October or so before the cold weather hits.
Joe's son Jeff talks about how they know when it's time to harvest the potatoes.
We know the potato crop's ready to be harvested based off some yield checks that we do throughout the season. But as time goes on, if you look at this field here, it's starting to nest down. The potatoes are starting to come to their end, and we'll come out and do yield checks to see where we're at, what the size of the potato is. The consumer wants a certain size potato out in the store for what they're going to take home with them. Throughout the season, we'll do checks, and once they hit the certain size, you know, it's all different based off of what crop we're raising.
Joe says it's essential to terminate the top green part of a potato plant to make sure that it has a good shelf life.
So we do senesce the potatoes. We do take the potatoes down to help set the skin and keep them for storage so that we can have the year-round crop to put in the store. If we were to harvest these green potatoes here without taking the vines down, they would not last. They would not store in the bulk storages that we store. So back at the shed, we store 60,000 bags in each bin, roughly. We are still have some potatoes left over from last year. As we're just getting into this new crop, we're still finishing up on our last year's crop.
Joe and Jeff Huber of Alsum Farms of Grand Marsh, Wisconsin. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Feeling congested?
At Navage, we know life is better when you can breathe freely. Congestion shouldn't ruin your summer. That's why people just like you turn to Navage, a revolutionary and easy way to help clear nasal passages. Using gentle suction, Navage removes allergens, dust, and mucus in just 30 seconds. It's fast, gentle, and incredibly effective. Try Navage and get on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better, fast.
At Progressive, we know there's a lot of things you can track. Steps, calories, heart rate, your pet steps, screen time, the whereabouts of your favorite celebrity, how long you slept, how long you didn't sleep, how long you thought about sleeping, how long you thought about how long you thought about sleeping. But none of these things could save you money. Unlike Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate based on how and how much you drive. It's much better for your bottom line than tracking your Cocker Spaniel's resting heart rate. So download the Progressive app today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 83 with scattered showers and thunderstorms by late tomorrow and especially into tomorrow night. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I tried to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this, and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name, not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better with you think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you think of me. And take your cat and my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact,
back now, feel a whole lot better. But you think of me, you think of me, yeah. And you gonna think of me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Keith Urban and You'll Think of Me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures mid-50s across the region and some areas of dense fog, so please keep that in mind if you're driving up for Farm Technology Days. It's day number one today, and we'll have broadcasts from this year's Farm Tech Days as well, starting later on today. Well, the big WASDE report released yesterday, corn production, according to USDA, for this year is forecast at 15.1 billion bushels, up 47 million bushels from last month. Now, soybeans, their yield forecast is 53.2 bushels an acre. And so that would be soybean production of 4.6 billion bushels, up 154 million bushels. And for wheat, well, it looks like the lower production for wheat, down 26 million bushels to 1,982 million bushels. So those are some of the highlights from the WASDE report. USDA also saying in the WASDE report, lower milk production can be expected for the rest of this year and into next year due to lower cow supply. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTx. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTx. The U.S. Meat Export Federation released their most recent data from June, revealing some intriguing shifts in both beef and pork exports. I'll have the details when we come back.
AGCO is proud to launch PTx, a new leading brand that includes precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTx Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they both provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble, PTx is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
Yes, June was an interesting month for U.S. meat exports, according to data from the U.S. Meat Export Federation. The small U.S. beef herd and strong domestic demand have pushed beef prices sharply higher, creating some new dynamics for meat exporters. Let's start with beef. U.S. exports reached 110,000 metric tons, which is down 4% from last year. However, the value of those exports hit $938.3 million, which is up 3% from a year ago, and it marks the highest value since August of 2022. U.S. Meat Export President and CEO Dan Hallstrom noted that June beef exports performed very well in Japan, which was great to see, he says, given the significant headwinds U.S. beef has faced there this year. Japan reclaimed its top spot as the largest volume destination for U.S. beef here in 2024, with June exports to the country up 8% from a year ago. The export value to Japan also increased by 9% to $181.5 million, which was the highest since, again, August of 2022. Taiwan and Canada also showed impressive growth, with Canadian beef exports reaching their highest value in 10 years at $116.5 million. That's up 30% from last year. Taiwan's export value rose 18% to $80 million, which marked the third highest on record for that market. In pork, June exports totaled 224,392,000 metric tons, which is down 9% from last year, but the export value fell 5% to $659.7 million. Despite the decline, the first half of 2024 has been strong for pork, with total export volumes reaching 1.5 million metric tons, 3% higher than the same period last year. Dan Hallstrom commented that June was a slower month in a few of our key destinations for U.S. pork, including Mexico and Colombia, but it was another terrific year for U.S. pork in Korea, where exports could be record large this year. I'll be back with more after this.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. In this season of independence, we salute all those families preparing for the local county fair. To the kids sweating in the barn and all those parents standing ringside, let us help get those animals' diets just right and ready for show day. So grab that blue ribbon and plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
According to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, sales and shipments of U.S. meat to other countries is trending in a positive direction, particularly for beef exports to Japan and pork exports to Korea. Global consumers are still hungry for the quality meats produced by America's livestock farmers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTX. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Summer congestion got you down. Whether it's allergies or a summer cold, being congested can ruin your whole day. You feel tired and run down, like you're missing out on summer fun. At Navage, we're here to make breathing easy, easier. Navage uses patented gentle suction technology to help clear out allergens, dust, and mucus without drugs. In just 30 seconds, you'll be on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better, fast.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Baby, barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a no-wit hen, up all night wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting the house and I'm mending the fence. I guess I gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. And I'm mowing the grass, and you made me a list, and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up, now I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
Don't worry about the one that got away. We'll play another country hit on Real Country, 1430.
Of the tracks, I stood on the rail till I saw that train, just to see how my heart would react. Now some people say that you shouldn't tempt fate, and for them I cannot disagree. But I never learned nothing from playing it safe. I say fate should not tempt me. I take my chances. Dark one night, tuning in by remote, I found a preacher who spoke of the light, but there was brimstone in his throat. He'd show me the way according to him in return for my personal check. I flipped my channel back to CNN and I lit another cigarette. I take my chances. I take my chances. I take my chances every chance I get. I've crossed lines of words and wire, and both have cut me deep. I've been frozen out and I've been on fire, and the tears are mine to weep. But I can cry until I laugh, or laugh until I cry. So cut the deck right in half, I'll play from either side. I take my chances, I pay my dollar and I place my bet. I take my chances. Take my chances. Yeah, I don't cling to remorse or regret. I take my
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekans. A Republican lawmaker who helped write legislation is disappointed in the low number of applications for Wisconsin's Agricultural Road Improvement Program. State Senator Howard Marclean of Spring Green said he's surprised, especially with the large number of town and county roads that need improvements to handle heavy agricultural and forestry traffic. Marclean said the program, established through a bipartisan legislative effort, may not be renewed in the next budget if there aren't enough applications demonstrating the need for funding. The Agricultural Road Improvement Program has already distributed $50 million this year, and the deadline for the second round of $100 million is the end of September. Wisconsin's corn production is forecast at 583 million bushels, according to the latest National Ag Statistics Service's crop production report. Based on conditions as of August 1st, yields are expected to average 183 bushels an acre, up 7 bushels from last year. Corn planted acreage is estimated at 3.75 million acres. An estimated 2.94 million of the acres planted will be harvested for grain. Soybean production is forecast at 112 million bushels. The yield is forecast at 53 bushels an acre. Soybean planted acreage is estimated at 2.15 million acres, with 2.12 million acres to be harvested. Winter wheat production was estimated at 15.2 million bushels. The yield is forecast at 80 bushels an acre. Now, winter wheat planted acreage is estimated at 265,000 acres, with 190,000 acres to be harvested for grain. Meanwhile, production of alfalfa and alfalfa mixtures for hay was forecast at 2.48 million tons. Yield is expected to average 3.1 tons per acre. Production of other hay is forecast at 820,000 tons, and yield for other hay is expected to average 2 tons per acre. The milk production forecast for 24-25 has been lowered, according to USDA. Cow inventories were lowered for both years based on the most recent data in the milk production report. Output per cow was also reduced. Fat and skim solid basis imports for 2024 were reduced. For 2025, imports are raised on both a fat basis and skim solid basis. The 2024 fat basis export forecast is raised due to higher expected shipments of butter and milk fat. The 2024 skim solids basis export forecast was unchanged. The price forecast for 2024 cheese, non-fat, dry milk, and whey were all raised from the previous month based on recent price strength, while the butter forecast for 24 is lowered. The Class 3 prices raised in the forecast based on higher cheese and whey prices. The all milk price was also raised to $22.75 a hundredweight. Chippewa County Extension will be hosting a casual field day on nitrogen management and groundwater quality at Triple T Farms just north of Chippewa Falls, August 19th from 10:30 to noon. The program is part of the Nitrogen Optimization Pilot Program funded through the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Participants will learn about nitrogen application and management and how nitrogen impacts groundwater. Now, there is no cost to attend the field day. The field day will be located at 9505 Highway Q, just north of Chippewa Falls. Now, for more information, contact the Chippewa County Extension Office at 715-726-7950. The National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council are asking the U.S. government to leverage all available tools if Colombia implements countervailing tariffs on U.S. milk powder exports. They made the request in a letter sent Friday to the U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and Agriculture Secretary Vilsack. Colombia's recent decision to initiate an unwarranted subsidies and countervailing measures investigation into U.S. milk powder exports is a tariff threat without merit. The dairy groups note that no causal link exists between U.S. milk powder exports and the injury alleged by Colombian officials. The letter also explains that imported milk powder products and domestically produced fluid milk are not interchangeable ingredients in a food manufacturing facility. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone.
Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 83 with scattered showers and thunderstorms by late tomorrow and especially into tomorrow night. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do is say better be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, I need a man who knows how the story goes. There's gotta be a heart beating fine, beating breath, taking earthquake and kind. Any man of mine. Well, any man of mine better disagree when I see another woman's looking better than me. And when I cook them dinner, burn it like you better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah.
Some big news, the bank finally came through,
and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. Get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.